Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and I have such an exciting show for my listening audience today. We're going to talk about CoQ10. This is one of the things that I think it should have been called vitamin Q, but this is one of the things that you really need to think and know about. This is an awesome nutritional compound, and I'm even more excited because I have Charlotte Trass with us today. She's the Director of Sales and Education for New Chapter, which is a company that makes my favorite CoQ10. And Charlotte, tell us a little bit about yourself. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello, Mike. Thanks so much for having me on.
My pleasure.
Well, as you said, I'm the Director of Sales Education and Training here at New Chapter, which is an amazing job, and I'm super excited to be able to educate and talk to people about vitamins and supplementation and nutrition and all the different ways that you can really take care of your body and, you know, reverse that whole aging cycle that we're all going through.
Oh, exciting. Yes, we always want to do that. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. So we're going to talk about CoQ10. Tell us again a little bit about your history. What have you done in the industry?
Sure. So I actually started, I was a teacher forever.
Oh.
And as I was teaching, I decided I wanted to go experience different culture, and I went to go and start corporate training in Japan.
Wow.
When I was in Japan, I became obsessed with natural medicine, holistic medicine, and of course, Chinese mushrooms.
Okay.
So as I studied those more and more, I actually moved to China. So I was in Hong Kong studying for a long time just
Ni
to
hao.
Try and learn more. Yeah.
Ni hao.
I decided to come back to the United States and work in a health food store to really just start touching people on a personal level and learning about what was happening in America on the front line.
Right.
I then started working for another company that makes a lot of supplements. They own like 90 brands. And then I settled in here at New Chapter.
Awesome. Well, I love New Chapter. I go way back with New Chapter, and I think it's Paul Schulich and the whole, even though I think he originated with like some of the Dr. Christopher and some of the training from that. So Paul's brilliant. He comes up with stuff that it's like, man, he has magic or something. He just puts the right stuff together at the right time. I don't know how he does it. I have met and talked with a lot of people, and the most interesting ones are the ones that kind of have a worldly view, maybe somebody that's been a missionary or got a perspective of the world. So this is really phenomenal. Again, you're another one that fits in that high classification there. So I think that's phenomenal. So we're going to talk about CoQ10, also known as mitoquinone, ubiquinone, CoQ10, vitamin Q, ubiquinone, and ubiquinol. I mean, it goes by a lot of different names. There's a lot of different formulations. Back in 1957, Dr. Fred Crane at the University of Wisconsin, and I'm thinking, my, that's like 61 years ago? That's a long time ago. He discovered it, and it was an essential compound in the production of energy, and it is the quinone donor to the Krebs cycle, or in layman's terms, it's a spark plug of the cell. And it's something that as we get older, we don't produce enough of or as much of. It's something our body does produce it. And I think that's one of the reasons why it wasn't considered a vitamin because you can look at vitamin D. Our body does produce that. So that's kind of weird. But CoQ10 is really produced by our body, and it really can be something that we could supplement. We can ingest it. And again, this is one of the things, CoQ10, I don't know if you've heard, back in 1847, Dr. Ignaz Semmelweis was one of these dudes that's like, you know, we need to start washing our hands. He was working with birthing and so forth, and there was a lot of deaths with the babies, and he started washing his hands, and of course, the women didn't get the infections, and the babies were healthier and all of that. And then, of course, he was really put down, and of course, because the flat earth medicine people wouldn't listen to him, thousands of people died. So I think this is kind of the same situation. I think this CoQ10 really should be, don't you think it should be or could be considered a vitamin? I really, it's that important.
Well, it's not insignificant, and you know, it's not something to trifle with. CoQ10 is so essential. When you're thinking about energy, right, and you're thinking about the way that you function, you know, CoQ10 in its natural form is found in the mitochondria, and that's actually where, you know, energy is produced to run our cells.
Yes.
So at a cellular level, it's it's essential. It's like the most basic component to your body that generates energy. And we use energy for every part of our body, yeah. even parts that we don't think about.
I know.
Like, you know, you need energy to run your digestive tract. You don't have to think about, like, I need to digest this today, you know.
Isn't that nice?
In your body.
Yeah. I mean, I like to sit back and think, okay, you know, I don't even have to think about breathing or digestion. Sometimes I have to think about thinking, but that, you know, that just goes along with it too. So, and you know, I can see, I can taste, I can hear, and we don't have to do anything. We get all of these senses. Our body does, our heart beats, all of these things happen, and it's because of the nutrients. If we don't get the nutrients, things get dysfunctional. And again, I'm a real functional medical type person. I think, you know, the way to heal the body is to nutritionally support that. I've got four modalities of healing. This is Mike King's four modalities of healing. Nutritionally support the body, detoxify the body, balance the body, and then we go back to the fourth most important foundational, and that's the three pillars of health, the mental, emotional, and spiritual support. So those are my four modalities of healing, and I've talked about them before, and I think it's so very, very important, and I always like to focus on things that fulfill most of that, and this CoQ10 is going to be one of the things that does that. Now, there's so much that we can talk about here, and I think, you know, we've talked a little bit about the history. I think in later on in 1958, Carl Folkers actually, he was at the laboratory of Merck, Sharp, and Doan, determined the exact chemical structure of CoQ10. Again, CoQ10 can be reduced, and in layman's terms, you know, electrons can be there or not there, so it can actually be a super antioxidant or not so much. It can, and I think we should get into a little bit of the manufacturing and the quality, and I'll let you talk about that. But in go ahead.
Before
yes.
we go there,
yes.
I just wanted to mention that in 1978, the Nobel Prize was actually awarded
yes.
for research on the biological transfer of energy, which in part was turned on by the proton motive role of CoQ10.
Yes.
So
you're so smart.
Very exciting work there. Very exciting work there that really set the stage. And I think that a lot of people were not aware of the importance of CoQ10 until some of that work really gained that national limelight. So, you know, thanks to the Nobel Prize people for shining a light, right?
Oh, awesome. Yes, that happens quite a bit with the supplement industry. I know with the nitrous oxide pathway, that was another one, which is, you know, the arginine citrulline, and that's brought out a whole all kinds of everything from the libido products to the cardiovascular cleanse. I've had done shows on this. I don't think people realize that you could take a liquid supplement or take a supplement and actually clean out and rejuvenate your circulatory system and keep that cholesterol plaque from building up the natural way rather than taking a deadly toxic human made synthetic pharmaceutical, Willy Wonka witch brew, flat earth medicine pharmaceutical. So that's my new silly little thing that I do.
It's a technical term.
It's a technical term, right? And again, CoQ10, I know Dr. Sinatra, Stephen T. Sinatra, who's a leading cardiologist, even wrote a book, Coenzyme Q10 and the Heart. He's done a lot. I think people don't realize, and I still can't hardly believe this, but supposedly there's like over 10,000 mitochondria in the cells of your heart. And of course, this CoQ10 is part of that Krebs cycle, which runs all that energy. So it's that spark plug of the mitochondria. It is just phenomenal stuff. So let's talk a little bit now about whatever you want to talk about CoQ10. If you want to, you know, interject anything, feel free to do that. But I kind of want to talk about all the things that CoQ10 can do for you. So do you want to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about, I know CoQ10 is good for your heart, but it does so many other things, even like weird things like helps with your gums and stuff. So tell us all about what CoQ10 comes originally discovered from beef heart. It's kind of like a vitamin. It should be a vitamin. It's something our body makes. We don't make it as we get older, but what else does it do for us?
Sure. Well, I think at the most basic level, I think you can go to a basic level and then you can extrapolate out. So let's start at the basic.
Awesome.
CoQ10 is a recycling antioxidant. And what this means is it actually refreshes itself
Ooh.
After neutralizing a free radical, and then it's ready to act as an antioxidant again.
Okay, stop,
so
stop,
all the free
stop.
Radicals
okay,
that
stop real quick.
Because
what's a free radical?
Okay,
yeah.
So when you're thinking about free radicals, you're thinking about the big baddies that are out
mm-hmm.
there that are actually causing things like cell mutation and disease.
Degradation,
and
right.
Yes, in ways that your bodies are degrading, exactly.
Okay, so the free radical is what? It's kind of like, it's something that needs an electron, right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So when you're thinking about, you know, free radicals mm-hmm. are running around your body, and it's an uncharged molecule that has an unpaired electron going around there, and it's looking for its electron.
Yes.
It really wants it. So it's going to steal it from anything that it can.
And we produce those just by breathing and moving and all of that, too. So it's not something unnatural. It's the way the system works. But it's kind of like a hand-me-down kind of thing. You know, okay, I'm missing this. Feed it. It's a, you know, feed me, feed me, feed me. So it's using electrons to move the energy around. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interject a lot. I warned you.
We're under constant attack from oxidative stress.
Right.
And so oxygen in the body splits into single atoms mm-hmm. with unpaired electrons.
Okay.
Electrons like to be in pairs.
Yes.
So these atoms are actually called free radicals because they're actually scavenging the body to seek out electrons so they can become a pair.
Okay.
And this causes damage to our cells, proteins, and even DNA damage. And like you said, it's a natural part of what the way our body is supposed to respond. Even exercise generates free radical damage.
Mm-hmm.
So exercise is super healthy. It's super good for you, right?
But
it is going to generate a certain amount of damage.
Sure.
And the funny thing is that our body is all about recovery.
Yeah.
See, and that's the exciting part, is CoQ10 is really about how your body not only recovers, but recovers energy. And that's exciting.
Yeah, I've never thought of it that way. I'm glad you brought that, enlightened me on that. That's a real interesting way to look at it. So that's the basic level.
Okay. Now let's extrapolate out. Okay.
There's research
that says that, like you were saying, mm-hmm. cardiovascular for CoQ10, absolutely essential.
Right.
One of the things is that, you know, you produce less CoQ10 as you get older. And CoQ10 is known for even being able to flush your arteries of the gunk that can really cause life-threatening heart disasters.
Really? That's cool.
Yes.
That is cool.
Absolutely. And also think about your eye health.
Yeah.
CoQ10 has research on safeguarding your retina and helping to keep your vision sharp.
That's why my eyes are so good. I even got rid of, after wearing glasses for like 40 years, I don't wear glasses anymore. And I'm like 60 years old. Yeah. Well, those are good too. And I do that. But yeah. So it's good for eye health. What else is it good for?
Great for joint support. Mm-hmm. Any sort of, sometimes it even has research on pain relief, which is exciting.
Wow. I've not heard of that. What, now, tell me,
yeah.
now what, because I know the one thing I thought was sort of weird is, you know, it's really good for your gums, and there's some toothpastes and stuff that use it. It's good for your skin and even maybe like age spots, because, I mean, it's considered a super antioxidant, so it's helping, you know, put that extra electron out there, and there's different forms. We'll get into that here in a minute, but so it's good for that?
Absolutely. When you're thinking about the body, you know, people like to break down the body into separate systems and different organisms, right?
Right.
But it's all part of the same system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's all one system working together. So when you think about free radicals and free radical damage leading to inflammation, right?
Right.
Inflammation being a key cause of things like joint pain and friction and things like that, you're actually, if you just extrapolate out, you can see that CoQ10, by having this master ability to help with free radical damage, is actually going to extrapolate out and help with things like inflammation as well. So that's really exciting. And just like you said, it's a great protectant for your skin and your hair, because CoQ10 is known for helping by, you know, really replacing, recovering, and refreshing cell tissue.
Wow. So
there's some really cool research out there about helping to reduce the frequency of migraines. That's really cutting edge.
Really? I wouldn't have thought that one. That's new to me. For migraines.
It's pretty impressive research that's out there. You know, in fact, I think that one of the things that you should realize is that one of the things that really depletes our body of CoQ10 that is an external as opposed to an internal is statin drugs. Statin drugs are really popular right now for
Are we going to go down the statin drug thing here? We might as well. But before we do, also, I know that CoQ10 is even good for like diabetes, and it's also very good for male fertility. And how many studies are out there? Do you happen to know? I always like to ask, because a lot of people, like, you know, how many studies? There's like 10,000 studies on it now, or what?
You know, I think PubMed, I want to say that the count was over 4,000 on PubMed.
All right. That's a lot. And those are peer reviewed. No, I always like to ask, because I know, like, on the curcumin products, I think there's like 20,000 now. It's unbelievable how many on that. So there's like 4,000 studies clinically, you know, peer reviewed clinical studies on this. So, all right, let's go down the statin rabbit hole, because the big thing you see on TV right now is, if you're on statins, you need CoQ10. Tell us, I'll let you tell us all about that, because I probably could get pretty snarky with it, because I'm not a big proponent of statin drugs, because I don't like to get liver cancer and rhabdomyolysis and heart damage and all the other side effects, depression and all the other stuff that statins do by blocking the GMC co-reductase enzyme or whatever the little mechanism is there.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, one of the things that I can say about pharmaceuticals is that they tend to stop a natural production within the body.
Yeah. And they're kind of like a poison. In fact, I'm not going to go there, but yeah. Uh-huh.
You can go there. It's okay. Talking about, you know, when you're talking about CoQ10 and statins,
right,
particularly, what statins do is they block the production of cholesterol in the liver, okay?
Right, right.
So you would think this is good because, you know, your body makes cholesterol.
Because it needs it. It needs cholesterol. If you don't have cholesterol, you can't make hormones and vitamin D and keep from getting Alzheimer's, senile dementia.
Okay, but 75% of the cholesterol in your body is made by your liver, and 25% comes from the food that you eat. But what people forget is that 25% of the cholesterol in your body is actually found in your brain. Your brain needs healthy, good fats running.
Well, your brain is like, what, 80%? Healthy, good fats. We've talked about that a lot on the show here. So, yeah, your brain's just big fat, is a big chunk of fat up there.
I always like to say, my brain is so fat right now.
Yeah. Oh, I love that one. My brain's fat. Oh, I'm going to use that one.
Fat.
All right, Charlotte. I love that. Yeah. And I love your name, too. We talked a little bit about Charlotte's Web, but I'm getting way off on a tangent here. So, if anybody's read the Charlotte Web book, that was who you said your mom named you after Charlotte in the Charlotte Web book, correct?
She sure did. Yeah,
that's so sweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to read the
book.
You got to read it. That is, I read it in third grade, and I think I've read it several times. I read it to my kids the whole bit. It's just an awesome, awesome story. Okay, well, let's get back on the statins. And
okay, so
statins are bad.
They're blocking the production of cholesterol. And in doing this, they actually also block the production of CoQ10.
Okay.
So when you're blocking, so imagine this, okay? You're blocking a cholesterol that your body needs.
Right.
Because you're trying to lower your cholesterol overall.
Sure.
But two, you're blocking the production of CoQ10, which is an essential energy producer.
Yeah.
So not it's crazy, right? But see, not surprisingly, the side effects that are commonly associated with statin drugs.
Okay, here we go.
Almost. Yeah. Identical to the symptoms of CoQ10 deficiency.
Okay.
So
what are
ask
those?
Yourself.
What are those?
Okay, so like muscle pain and weakness.
Yes.
Headaches.
Yes.
Difficulty sleeping. Memory loss and confusion. Nausea, diarrhea, constipation.
Oh, my gosh.
Liver and kidney problems. Liver problems, especially because you're messing with the liver.
Function. Right.
Permanent nerve damage can sometimes be associated with it. Infertility, heart failure, and, of course, diabetes. So
I was just going to say, I hope you mentioned diabetes because it seems like I'm thinking, and they keep this really quiet, and I'm not happy about it. You know, a lot of times these drugs, you know, there's all these side effects, and they don't report them like they should. I think only about 10 or 20% of really what is going out there gets reported, because it seems like to me every other customer that's been on a statin, sometimes it takes 2, 3, 4 years, but they end up getting on diabetic medicine. So that's good for business, terrible for the patient. So that's another thing that really bothers me too, but I see that a lot with people. They're like, yeah, I don't know, all of a sudden and it doesn't run in my family and I'm healthy and everything, but I'm getting diabetes now. So, wow.
I think it's all about the fact that you're not treating the entire system. You're treating one symptom or one part.
Tunnel
and when
vision.
You do that.
Yeah.
You're looking at it as just like, okay, well, if I bring down your cholesterol, you're going to be healthier.
Uh-huh.
That's not necessarily true.
No, that's just like saying, oh, I got swelling in my legs, so I shouldn't be drinking water anymore because that swelling, you know, is a problem.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Water and hydration is important.
Yeah.
But the thing is, people have such a negative connotation when it comes to cholesterol.
I know.
And they forget that, you know, cholesterol is found in every cell of your body.
Right.
And it's used to produce cell membranes. It helps us make vitamin D. It makes hormone balancing possible.
Yeah.
And it even produces bile acids for you to be able to digest things properly.
And keeps your brain pristine. And feeds your brain. It's food for the brain. It's very important. You can't live without it.
You cannot live without it. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people, you know, we have a food crisis in this country.
Oh, I know. It's all messed up. And you know what? I want to interject something here real quick because, you know, it's not cholesterol. that is the problem. Actually, cholesterol is a mechanism, particularly if you have degradation or problems with your circulatory system. You get degradation of the endothelial lining. You get inflammation. And cholesterol is being put there is kind of like a scab or a plaque to keep you from hemorrhaging. And again, people that are of Scandinavian descent that basically we think was from the were from the Stone Age area and that, they have a higher tendency to have really high cholesterol because those are the ones that survived because they didn't get the vitamin C and they had scurvy and the other issues. So that's another whole big holistic, you know, you got to look at the whole big picture, which sometimes is overwhelming. But the really cause of the cholesterol plaque buildup is not cholesterol. It's like, okay, well, the water buildup in my ankles is water. No, the cholesterol plaque buildup is due to inflammation. And if you get that addressed, and there's a lot of ways that you can do that, then you don't have to worry about the cholesterol because your body is producing the cholesterol that it needs for all the other functions, just like your body utilizes water and all the other nutrients. Correct?
Well,
don't you agree?
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. And one of the things that people fail to realize is that we have been eating fat for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fat has been a huge component of our diets for a very long time. What has not been a huge component of our diets, and you know, the rise of sugar.
Right.
It's been really catastrophic to our health overall.
Yeah, and I just did a show on the keto diet, which is the big fat diet and everything. You got to be really careful how you do it. It's kind of a hard diet, but if you get it just right, man, you can lose weight. It's awesome. So you know what? I think, Charlotte, we're going to run out of time here because it just this goes so fast. We have a few minutes left, and I really want to talk. So we know what CoQ did. 10 does. We know a little bit about the history. Statins, again, if you're on a statin drug, what we can tell you, because there's a lot of legality here, but what we can tell you, it's probably very wise to get on a really good CoQ10 supplement. You didn't mention, I will. There's also other things, some of the enzymes, and there's other factors and things that are actually blocked too by that statin drug, but it does a lot more than just blocking CoQ10. It blocks some other pathways too, which leads to all kinds of problems. So we can't tell you to stop taking statins or any pharmaceutical, we would never do that. But if you are on a statin, you really might first consider and talk to your cardiologist or your doctor about maybe supplementing with a good quality CoQ10. Now, I'm going to segue right into that for you because I have chosen your company and your product to be my most favorite CoQ10. I had toxic shock. I had organelle failure. I had heart failure. They even wanted to put a pacemaker and all that other garbage in me and do cardioversion, which is, you know, they tell you not to stick your finger in the light socket because it's hard on your heart, but they want to shock your heart all the time. I thought, man, you guys are mentally challenged, man. This doesn't make sense at all. You should only do that in an emergency situation, not to get your heart beating regular again. So I tried every single brand I could find. I have a health food store, so I could get a hold of every single brand, the formulations, the compounded ones, and everything. And guess what? And we didn't mention this, but I got on your CoQ10, one of your phenomenal reps, I think it was Doug, years ago, about 3 years ago, I was really not feeling well. He said, hey, I got a road sample, you know, because they have little bottles. And he said, try one. So I took one because I tried. I said, I'm trying all these other CoQ10s. I kind of, you know, I remember Dr. Nancy Angelini, and she did a lecture in Chicago, and we did all this kind of stuff. And I knew your CoQ10 was extremely bioavailable, low dose, stays in your body. And again, I want to talk a little bit more about that. But anyway, so I got this sample from the rep. I took one, and I took another one later that evening. And I had to go to the bathroom a lot because guess what? CoQ10 is not a direct diuretic, but it will get your heart beating back stronger in a regular beat, and then that helps you to lose that water. So if you actually, interesting, if you've got water in your, you know, building up in your ankles or whatever, and you've got congestive heart failure, it is phenomenal, correct?
I couldn't agree more, absolutely.
So I like your brand. Now tell us about, yours is different. There's yeah. Ubiquinone, and O-N-E is for the younger people, or is the less bioavailable. It has only the one electron. It's there's ubiquinone, which is a middle stage one, and then there's ubiquinol, the O-L, which I always tell if you're older, you really need that because that's the one that's better, more metabolized. They do make a lot of ubiquinone through enzymatic extraction fermentation from tobacco. It's what you get at big discount stores. It's junk. It's garbage. I wouldn't even buy it. Who wants their CoQ10 from tobacco? Now, yours, tell us about yours because it's fermented, but and it's only, what is it, 22 milligrams or something, but it's equivalent to 200. I'm not letting you talk. Stephanie, I got to be quiet. So tell us about your CoQ10.
Well, we do have a lower dose CoQ10, and people often say to me, you know, how why would I take this? You know, the 100 is the standard, right? And when you go to the shelf, you absolutely think that. But that's really I have to say this, is that's really a Western mentality, mm-hmm. that bigger is better,
yes.
more is going to do more for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
And it's not true. And what we love about our CoQ10 is its effectiveness, and it's because of fermentation. So you mentioned that in 1958, there was a research team from Merck.
Right.
And they actually determined the chemical structure of CoQ10, right?
Yes.
When they did it, they produced that CoQ10 via fermentation.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge key to us. We said, wait a minute. Because nobody is fermenting CoQ10,
mm-hmm.
and yet that's how the
it's
chemical
made.
Structure was found.
Yeah.
So we said, okay, cool. Let's see, CoQ10 is available as a USP supplement, but it's also present in a number of foods, and most notably, it's present in brewer's yeast cultures, right?
Oh,
and brewer's yeast,
yes.
Phenomenally healthy. Phenomenally
yes.
healthy.
Yes.
So there's really great research from a laboratory at the University of Scranton, and it was basically confirming that when you ferment CoQ10,
mm-hmm.
it's really superior to just taking a USP CoQ10.
Yes, and I've got the study right in front of me, and it's topical and plasma absorption of two forms of coenzyme CoQ10 antioxidant effects from the University of Scranton, Pennsylvania. And go ahead. This is phenomenal.
Yes, it was phenomenal. So not only was the fermented CoQ10 shown to be more stable within the body,
mm-hmm.
it actually exhibited 20 times the antioxidant quality.
Yes, well. So we're taking 22 times 20, so that's, what's 22 times 400? It's like getting 400 milligrams. Now, I do know, I read way back in the day that the upper dose of like CoQ10 on rats and so forth would be equivalent to, I think, and you can correct me, you probably know better than I do, 2,500 milligrams is kind of an upper limit before you even start having like too much? Or is there even an upper limit?
I mean, you know, seeing as how we're very deficient, I think that, you know, there's a limit for everything.
Right.
I never like to overdose. I always like to say start with the lowest amount
yes.
that makes a difference for you.
Yes. Go slow and low. Now, I do know that I've read with congestive heart failure with people that have that issue, the kind of standard dose is like 600 to 800 milligrams. So your product is extremely bioavailable. You don't have to take a really high dose. It's pure. It's from, we'll just say right now, from a yeast fermentation. It stays in your body. I'm saying there's not really any load and rebound. So, you know, it actually stays in your body and doesn't really go below your original starting level for up to, and what I'm seeing here is for up to 24 hours. So it kind of builds and stays and gives your body the level that it needs. It's absolutely phenomenal. It does so many things for you. I think it's a supplement that it should be a vitamin. I think it's something that everybody should take every day. Now, you find CoQ10 in some vitamins, but yours is special. Yours is the best. Yours is my favorite. Yours is a low dose. You can really feel it, and I can't say enough more good things about it. We're out of time. All right, well, thank you so much. This has been wonderful. Thank you for all the information. You have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman